Video, police, California. 15-year-old tried to carjack deputy's vehicle during street takeover. By Amy Furr on May 25, 2024. Three people were arrested in connection with recent street takeovers that occurred in Highland, California, one of them only 15 years old. One of the incidents happened at Victoria Avenue and Highland Avenue on May 11 when approximately 100 people gathered for the dangerous event late that night, NBC Los Angeles reported on Friday. When a San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputy arrived at the scene to try to disperse the group, the crowd swarmed the officer, whose patrol vehicle was kicked and punched, resulting in a broken windshield. Video footage shows the chaotic scene with the young people gathering around the car, per KTLA. Officials told a reporter for the outlet that someone opened a fire hydrant so the water would make it easier for their cars to drift on the pavement. According to the NBC report, among those arrested was a 15-year-old in Manifee, who was charged with attempted carjacking and felony vandalism. According to police, the teen opened the deputy's door, attempting to carjack the patrol unit. Police say the deputy was able to close his door and drive away from the crowd. A few hours before that incident, another one had occurred at Fifth Avenue and Tippecanoe Avenue where police arrested two individuals who were eventually released from custody. In January, a street takeover in Compton resulted in a local bakery being ransacked and robbed, according to Breitbart News. The Compton Sheriff's Station said that around 100 people participated in that street takeover, some of whom burned trash and debris in the road before the mob took over the shop, the outlet said, adding the suspects fled when police arrived at the scene. Another street takeover in March in Los Angeles saw a driver lose control of a pickup truck while trying to perform stunts. The vehicle then plowed into a group of onlookers at the scene, per Breitbart News. Street takeovers have become increasingly common in California and all over major U.S. cities, with several resulting in severe injuries and deaths, the report noted.